been another big, big week here on Breakfast.
Sure has. And here it is, the week that was.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five. So Harry and Meghan arrived for their Australian tour.
Oh, the royals.
The royals are here.
Firstly, Chris Ditmar was not happy Harry didn't stop by to see Dad.
As you know, a lot of people sort of think he's my illegitimate son. He could have popped in and said g'day.
He does look a lot like you, Ditz. He does look a lot like
you. I'm a little bit put out by it.
Then Ditz wasn't happy with the itinerary.
They're heading to Dubbo. Yeah, we miss out. Dubbo gets the nod ahead of Adelaide.
What?
Who would know?
No, seriously.
I've been there.
We learnt Chris Ditmar will not be starring in the new tourism campaign for Dubbo.
What are they going to Dubbo?
What a shithole that joint is.
Why are they going to Dubbo?
I don't know.
There's got to be some story.
No, there's nothing there.
Come to Dubbo. It's a show and there's nothing here.
What would they be seeing in Dubbo?
Number four. Ruin Ditz went for a photo shoot to promote the show.
We were models for a day, weren't we?
Yeah, well, sort of models. We did a bit of a shoot for Triple M.
We learnt Ditz was so pale and reflective, he wouldn't show up on camera.
Apparently I was a bit pale and a bit white, and this lady has put fake tan all over me. So, no, I don't normally go out wearing fake tan. I can absolutely guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Well, you reckon I didn't scrub in the shower last night and this morning, and it bloody won't come off.
Wanted to dress us up as tourists and tradies and stuff, so they needed to make us look a bit stupid.
Hang on, did they dress you up as the village people? Someone may have stitched you up there, fellas.
Oh. I'm looking today, and I'm looking a bit tandoori again. I'm looking like I should be going to the spring carnival with high heels and...
Mate, I could open the bowling for the West Indies. No worry about that. Bloody ridiculous.
Here comes the strange new bowler for the West Indies, Christopher Ditmar. A shock of red hair he has, bowling very slow to medium slow pace, and he's hit for six. Number three. We learned how many teachers there are in South Australia.
We've got 35,181 registered teachers, Ditz. Have a guess how many...
Sorry, how many was it?
35,181.
Right.
And some of them are not well behaved.
One teacher took a heap of kids on a school camp, decided that he'd leave the kids out camping and he'd go to the pub for the night.
We're not meant to laugh at this, right?
Your kids will be all right now. Yeah. You just cook those chops, put the fire out, go back into your own bloody sleeping bags. Mm. I've just got to go down the pub and get hammered and have a few bets on the dish lickers.
Yeah! Ditz had a great dodgy teacher story.
Yeah, I went to a Catholic college.
Mm.
But our music teacher was the DJ at the Crazy Horse. So he used to get... come to school. He'd done...
Just done the night shift.
Done the night shift all night, so that when the strippers come
put
out on stage...
Put down your bourbons and welcome to the stage.
That's it. And then roll up at our school at 8 in the morning. Time to do guitar.
Number two. We learned Canada has legalised marijuana. So Ruin Ditz called a guy who owns a weed shop to get the lowdown.
Come on, you stoner, pick up.
Van City Weed, right.
How pumped are you with the new rules about legalising marijuana in Canada? Must be very happy.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure.
Not sure if it's a phone delay or if this guy's been testing out his own product.
Smoke that anywhere that you can smoke cigarettes.
Really?
Now. So out in the street, people will be walking along, just chuffing along with that, will they? Anywhere they're allowed to do it in public now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of weed,
give us a call 1-333.
We're here to help.
Where have you done a wee?
The number one thing we learned this week.
Talking about blokes that just they can't find the toilet. They sleepwalk and they just hose down anything.
Is how to piss off your wife.
Whenever he gets has a few too many drinks.
Full, yeah.
Tends to forget where the toilet is.
Wives wake up and just scream, "What are you doing?" I've got a mate who opened the drawer in his bedroom and hosed down all of his wife's knickers and bras.
Limo pissed off his wife.
And I've got a cupboard open and I'm having a leak in the cupboard, right?
What was in the cupboard?
All my suits. So I'm having a leak on my suits, right? And she's gone, "What are you doing?" And I've turned to her, and I can't remember this, she told me later.
Yeah.
I've turned to her and I've gone, "I'm going to the toilet. What does it look like?"
Callers had plenty of stories with pissed off wives.
Let's go to Handorf. G'day, Dave.
Many, many years ago, with my best mate, his father went round the other side of the bed and weed all over his wife.
No. That is just a disaster.
Mate, we're looking for guys who pissed off their wife. Not pissed. Anyway, who wins the prize for best call, guys?
Drew, who did you like?
Well, give it to Dave from Handorf.
All right, Dave from Handorf. Well done. You and your lovely partner have won a trip to Dubbo.
What would they be seeing in Dubbo?
Seriously, I don't know if I'd listen to this show, would you?
Funny stuff. Oh, good.